Most people think brain fog and mental exhaustion only happen when you're physically tired, like you're staying up too late or pushing yourself nonstop for days. But what happens when you're feeling like this even when you're fully rested? If you've been dealing with anxiety, panic attacks, those bizarre, mysterious physical symptoms that the doctors just can't explain, it's one thing to be experiencing symptoms. It's another thing to feel like you don't have your faculties there, where you can't think logically anymore. So in this video, I'm gonna share with you exactly what's going on and what to do to make it go away. So if you don't know who I am, my name is Sean. We help people around the world overcome their anxiety symptoms, panic attacks, and just go back to living. If you want to know how to overcome this from a long view, not just brain fog, but any of the other symptoms you're experiencing with the panic attacks, intrusive thoughts, check out the free ebook down below called Fearless. It will show you exactly how to look at recovery and how to go back to living fully and freely without having these symptoms. It's definitely something I wish I would have had on my healing journey, and the book is absolutely free. So check the link down below. But in this video, we're gonna be zeroing in on this concept of overcoming brain fog and mental exhaustion, especially when you're dealing with anxiety. Now, a lot of people think that if I just rest, if I just sleep, if I just don't work as hard, my brain fog will go away. And so you might notice that people try to do that, but it doesn't really work. You still feel foggy. You still feel like you can't focus. You feel like you're still not fully there. And that's because this kind of brain fog isn't just a form of physical tiredness. It's actually a mental exhaustion that's caused by a nervous system stuck in survival mode. See, you can be resting, you can be sleeping in, you can be going for walks, you can be going for meditations, but if in the mental background, you're still trying to figure out, why am I experiencing these symptoms? What's going on? Why won't this go away? When you're running away from a feeling, when you're trying to chase another feeling, even though it might not feel like from the outside you're doing anything, inside your brain, it's going 100 miles an hour. And what happens is that it stays on high alert, even when you're resting. So instead of trying to unwind, you're mentally scanning, you're checking, you're analyzing, you're trying to find ways to fix the way you feel. And what happens is when your mind is activated like that, it naturally downregulates the part of your brain responsible for focus, for memory, for clarity. This is where the brain fog comes from. This part of the brain is called the prefrontal cortex. When you're in this sensitized state, the prefrontal cortex shuts down. Have you ever noticed whenever you're really angry, you notice that you don't really think clearly or you do something that you regret? Well, what happens is that the emotional center of your brain gets activated. This would be the limbic structure where the amygdala is involved. The amygdala is related to fight or flight, and there's emotion involved in there. That part gets activated and the prefrontal cortex shuts down. So when people are dealing with brain fog, they can't think clearly. And a big part of that is because their prefrontal cortex, it's right here, it's in the front part of the brain, that part shuts down. Now, if you're in this constant mental chatter, no amount of naps, supplements, bubble baths are gonna fix it. It's because the root cause is still running underneath. Now, it's important to understand why brain fog specifically is so scary. And this is the part that I see not a lot of people talk about, because the truth is brain fog does feel very scary. When you're dealing with these anxiety symptoms, you wanna be more in control. And so if you're not thinking clearly, and if you can tell you're just off, or whenever someone's talking to you, it takes a minute to register, it feels like you're not in control. It's not just inconvenient, it's terrifying, especially when it shows up out of nowhere and you feel like you've never experienced this before. For me, the brain fog happened 24/7. I was forgetting words, I was spacing out mid-sentence, and sometimes I just feel like my brain was blank, like you were talking to a wall. And what happened was, because I wasn't able to think that clearly, I wasn't even able to talk myself down. That's what makes it so vicious. It takes away the very thing you normally use to feel in control, your mind. So of course you start Googling, and that's when things start getting worse. You start seeing things like brain fog is associated with autoimmune disease, early onset dementia, menopause, celiac, and suddenly, obviously, the anxiety would come full force, thinking, oh my God, your brain fog is caused by this. You have to do something. Now, what's interesting is that the people we work with, even when they go to their doctors and their doctors say, you don't have any of these things, it doesn't explain why they still have this brain fog. They still might think that the doctors might miss something or that the brain fog is caused by something else. That fear creates more stress, and that stress keeps your nervous system activated, which worsens the brain fog. So now you're in the loop and you're trying to concentrate while a loud alarm is going off in the background and your brain is stuck in this survival mode. And the more you try to think your way out, the louder the alarm gets. It's overwhelming. It's lonely. And worst of all, it makes you start to doubt yourself. But here's the truth. Brain fog during anxiety is not just a sign of something's wrong with you, it's a sign that your body's actually trying to protect you. Now, if this video is making sense and you're enjoying this, do me a favor and definitely subscribe to this channel. I hate asking, but the truth is that it helps the channel a great deal, more than you would think, and it allows us to continue making this free content. So subscribe down below. Now you might be thinking, okay, Sean, the brain fog is related to anxiety, but how does anxiety cause brain fog? How does that process work? Look, if you've already had your tests and your doctor has ruled out anything serious, then it's time to seriously consider what's actually going on underneath, which is a sensitized nervous system. See, brain fog from anxiety doesn't usually hit all of a sudden. You might have experienced a panic attack where it came out of left field and you had no idea. Brain fog tends to build over time, especially if you've had this prolonged stress of mental overdrive. Now, the reason why the brain fog is happening isn't directly related to the anxiety, but it's from the constant ruminating, analyzing, worrying, trying to figure out what's wrong with you. You're basically battering your mind. You have an insolvable problem that the mind is trying to figure out 24/7. So if you were like me back in the day, you might be reading forums, you might be obsessively checking symptoms, you might be mentally scanning your body for proof. And without realizing it, you're battling your mind nonstop with this cognitive overload. The brain simply just gets tired. But it's not just about being mentally drained. What's also happening is something that's happening neurologically. When you're anxious, your body flips into survival mode. This is designed to protect you. The part of your brain responsible for rational thinking, like I mentioned, the prefrontal cortex, it starts to go offline. That's the part that's needed for logic, for focus, for decision-making, for memory. Instead, your limbic system, especially your amygdala, which is in charge of the fear and emotional survival response, that gets powered up. So in simple terms, your fear brain gets louder and your thinking brain gets quieter. And when that balance is off for too long, that's where the fog kicks in. That's why trying to figure this all out doesn't help. In fact, it makes things worse. Well, the key isn't to just think harder, trying to figure this out. It's by recognizing that your brain is trying to protect you by the overthinking, but what that's doing is that's reinforcing the cycle. And what needs to be done isn't more logic. It's actually more safety. It's more recognizing that the brain is just feeling this way because it's tired. It's been overthinking nonstop. You've been ruminating. In fact, you've probably even developed a habit of ruminating now. And so the key is to let the brain fog be there. Don't try to fight it. Don't try to analyze it. Don't do anything. Recognize it's just a tired mind and continue on your day the best you can. You might have feelings where you think like you can't do something, or you might just be a little bit slower. Keep doing it anyway. And even though you might feel like you're doing it a little bit slower, the reality of what I found is that most people are going normal speed. People go back to school, people go back to work, and they're working fine. They're naturally a little bit more hyper-focused on the brain fog, but in terms of their deliverables, what needs to get done, they're actually fine. And even though the brain fog might be there, and even if you are a little bit slower, it takes a little bit longer, keep going. Just do the best you can. The most important thing is not to go into this mental chatter of trying to figure this out, trying to fix this, trying to expedite this. Remember, this is an issue of doing. The brain fog occurred because you were too busy trying to do something to fix it. You're overdoing this. The key is not doing so much. In fact, it's doing nothing at all. It's recognizing that anyone with an insolvable problem would be overthinking. But this problem is solvable. It's actually by not thinking so much about this and trying to live as normal as possible. Now, does the brain fog go away overnight? Absolutely not. When you realize the brain fog is caused by an oversensitized nervous system, do you find relief? You do, but you still have the brain fog a little bit longer. But you have to realize that brain fog, you don't have to do anything about it. You just continue living. Brain fog, in reality, to me, when we've been helping people, is one of the later things to go away. It takes the mind to catch up and rest. And it's a process in itself. So don't put too much pressure. Know that there is an end in sight. Your mental acuity, your faculties can come back online full force. You just need to have patience. So again, if you want to download that ebook, it's down below. And if you want to know the 12 ways to know if you're actually healing, make sure to check out this video over here. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.